This is Richard, and I'm reading Letters to the Editor. The first two are very strongly opposed to each other, strong views on migration and migrants. The first one's from Vicky McCormick, and she says, "Dear Editor, thanks so much for publishing the article, Read the Revolting Flags That Are Being Put Up on the Roundabouts. I'm so happy to hear you've been receiving messages about how awful they are. The flags are placed for division and to intimidate anyone with a darker than white skin colour. It makes me sick that people who contribute so much to this country are made to feel uncomfortable. What do the flag erectors do? I hope they're removed very soon. What a colossal waste of money by these people too, adding nothing to this community." And the second one, diametrically opposed, is Shirley Mallinson. "Dear Editor, I find I need to respond to the lengthy article written by Gavin McLaughlin in the recent Benson Bulletin. RaiseTheColours.org.uk are not against migration. They do object to illegal migration. The individuals coming here on boats are illegally breaking into our country uninvited. They have uncovered the ways and means that are facilitated by the French authorities and the British authorities to bring them into our country for reasons we know nothing about. The word illegal is missed out. The flags are raised to evoke the lost spirit of Britishness so sadly missing today. Our forefathers fought for this country to be free from tyranny. We were once Great Britain. Now these illegals are fighting age men. Why is the government welcoming them? There's a reason. These men are dangerous to women and children. The people who take the flags down are lefty woke people who were once taking down statues in public places because they represented something they didn't like. So they tear down the Union flag and St. George's flag because they don't like them. Why? This is Britain. It was once Great Britain. The British were a proud nation. We should be again and protect this island from the invasion we're seeing today." Thirdly, in a much more calm note, there's a photo of the cover of a book by Ray Lawrence called As Green as Grass. And Peter Clark writes, "Dear Editor, each month there are details of local books readers may wish to buy. There is, however, one which is in danger of being lost and probably due for reprinting. I picture it here. Ray Lawrence, the author, died some years ago, and yet its local interest is as strong as ever. No member of Benson Area Nature Group should be without a copy. I've no idea how many copies remain. Mine is in my bedside locker and is frequently read and reread. Perhaps it's due for reprinting, just as we did with the War Memorial book. And the subtitle of As Green as Grass is Countryside Reflections with Sketches by the Author."